America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. And friend, I hope you will take one time a week, at least one time a week, and pray for this great nation. You know, something sad happened the other day. The United States took military action against Venezuela, and they say that it's one of the greatest operations that has ever been done. But you know, very little credit was given to God. It was all about our military strength and our military might. Do you know the United States has survived all these years as the world's leader because we've had one thing other nations didn't have, and that is God. My friend, God is slowly but surely taking His hand off of us. We desperately need revival. Father, would You help us in this hour? In Jesus' name, amen. The message on what is revival, and we're preaching on the word live. I hope it's a blessing as you listen. I'll tell you why. Because when I think about giving my all to God, the Holy Spirit will pop something else up, and He'll say to me, "I want that too." Lord, You got everything else. You mean that too? You're going to take, yeah, I want that too. And I give Him that, and then I say, okay, now I'm okay. And God said, now, whoa, hold on, I want this too. Now, Lord, now I done give You that other thing. You want that too? Yeah, and I want this too. And He named two or three more. Here's the thing about it. God is righteous. Now, let me say, God never expects you to do anything that you can't do. But God wants to be God in your life. God wants to be God in your heart. Many of you have made money your God. Many of you have made sports your God. Many of you have made flesh your God. Many of you have made family your God. Let me say that it's time, if we have revival in this country, we now need to make God our God. Now listen. The White House will never get revival until the church house gets it. Amen. Now let me give you something about the heart. We need a revival. We need God to live in the heart, to take up residence in there. Amen. Now first of all, we see this, that God comes to live in our heart the moment we get saved. But we, Psalm 78 and 41, the Bible said, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." Now that word limited, I told you on the last message, only found one time in the Bible. It means to mark out. Many people have marked out God in their hearts. They've said, "Lord, I go to church on Sunday morning, but I'm done. I'll give You a little bit of God and a whole lot of pleasure." And they say, "Well, I believe God." First of all, you started that sentence wrong. I believe. It ain't what you believe. It ain't what I believe. It's what God says. God said, "I want your body. That's a reasonable service for Me." Now, let's notice God living in the heart. Amen. Jeremiah, by the way, you say, "Preacher, if I just knew my heart." You don't. Did you know where all the problems start in life is in the heart? Now, we can stand and we can holler and we can scream at you about this and that, and us preachers are pretty good sometimes about plying people's taters and I mean just laying people out and all that kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you something. You know where it all starts? In the heart. You know, the more I live, the more I study the Bible, the more I pray, I realize old Ricky Cothran is wicked as the devil himself. I mean, my heart, your heart is on the inside. It's not what's on the outside. Now, wait a minute. I'm not excusing that. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying we need to start. What we do as Baptists is we start on the opposite end of people. You Pharisees out there, you like to start on the outside. And you judge everything on the outward appearance. Well, I don't think that fella got saved because he's doing this and he's doing that. Okay, I'm not even going to debate that. But let me say where God starts things on the inside. Now, wait a minute. When you get saved, it'll work on the outside, and the outside will be right too. But I'm telling you what...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek Thy face, God, please bless America.